You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Bharatiya Janata Party on Monday launched a major online campaign, Modi Ka Parivar, to counter RJD chief Lalu Prasad Yadav's Parivarvad jibe at the Prime Minister, with several top leaders, including Amit Shah and JP Nadda, adding the suffix on their social media handles in solidarity with Narendra Modi. PM Modi, at a rally in Adilabad in Telangana on Monday, said, "I question their dynastic politics. They say Modi does not have a family. My life is an open book. I will live for my country." The Supreme Court on Monday called Dravida Munnetra Kazgam, DMK, leader Udyanidhi Stalin's comments in September that Sanatana Dharma should be eradicated an abuse of the right to free speech, while asking him to be careful given his position as a Tamil Nadu minister. "You are not a layman. You are a minister. Should have realized the consequences of your remarks," said a bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta while hearing Stalin's petition for clubbing criminal cases registered against him over the remarks in six states. NBC News host Kristen Welker is under fire for her latest comments on former President Donald Trump on Sunday, 3rd March. The Meet the Press host discussed on her show Trump's claims that presidential immunity should protect him from being tried in the Department of Justice's DOJ case. Last year, Trump was charged by Department of Justice's special counsel Jack Smith with conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights in connection to the investigation, in connection to 6 January 2021, Capitol riot. The fifth and final test match of the ongoing series between India and England is all set to be staged in the picturesque setting of Dharmashala at the HPCA Stadium, with the conditions set to be completely contrasting to what the series has witnessed so far at the other four venues. Thousands of spectators will be travelling for the series final, with the stunning view from the stadium, which has the Dholadhar Mountains in the backdrop, making it a bucket list venue for cricket fanatics. However, the weather forecast for the course of the 5 days in Dharamshala predicts multiple interruptions, which include chilly weather and sleet. Responding sharply to a question on whether India was being a bully in the region, Indian subcontinent and the Indian Ocean region, at a book launch event in Delhi, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said, "Big bullies don't provide $4.5 billion in aid when neighbors are in distress." His response was not only a hit with the general public but also Bollywood superstar Amitabh Bachchan. "Wah! Well said, sir," Amitabh said in his tweet on Monday afternoon.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.